Anamina was telling me things go on down there. And he said he drove about 70 miles, and he said, I tell you, he said, I drove up hills that was just pitiful in the roads, you know. He said, you could see 50 feet or 100 feet right off the side. He said, them roads are scary. And he come out of them hills down there. He said, them people would get around better than we can. Of course, he's been here 30, 40 years. But he's just talking about some of his folks down there and the kind of language he used. Of course,
yeah, I'd like to
his wife still uses snuff, you know.
He used to tickle me. I was in the Army and spent a little time in Nashville. And on the radio, every morning there was one program that the fellow who owned the radio would get. It would start off, ladies and gentlemen, chew that good rooster snuff.
Yeah.
You could just see the ladies and gentlemen taking a little brush. And
yeah, I've seen it. I've seen that lots. You see in Texas, southern Texas, where we come from. Well, it's northeastern Texas. I don't believe there's 1 out of 10 women down there that didn't use snuff.
Yeah, it's just...
And they used it, they'd get an alum limbs, you know, and chew them up.
Make a little brush.
And make a little brush out of it, and they'd brush the teeth. Then people put you all have good teeth. And maybe something about that did have good teeth. My mother was about 73 years old when she died, and I don't think she had a bad tooth in her head.
And the strange thing is, it didn't hurt her.
No, and she used the snuff quite a bit. She got to where she wouldn't use it around in public much, but she had a box at home. She used certain kinds, she'd always brush her teeth with them.
Good, have a little dip.
Have a little dip.
I try snuff, but I can't use it.
Oh my goodness.
I just drew and drew and drew.
I can't chew the back of it.
I spit all the time.
Well, I'll get sick if I keep it in my mouth.
Oh, I ran a lathe once and I just couldn't do it. I could smoke. But I
used to smoke a little bit.
Dip snuff.
But I had a kind of sinus trouble and it caused me to cough a lot. The doctors told me the best thing I could do to quit, so I just haven't had it for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was smoking very heavily this summer earlier and I cut it out. I got sick last week and it... Last week? Yeah, last week.
Some people don't think smoking hurts you, but it certainly does.
It doesn't do you any good.
Well, my youngest son was pretty bad at smoking. He was in the 45th Division, World War II, and he smoked cigarettes all the time. He come back and he began to get heavy. He got married and went to business, and he had trouble with his feet. And they sent him down to Veterans Hospital, and they told him they thought it was Berger's disease. And they cut him open here, you see, and cut that nerve down his back there. But he didn't believe them much, and he just went ahead smoking, and he had Dr. Pryor, and he told him, he said, Fleming, I wish you'd go to Mayo with us. He said, we'll make a date for you. He said, talk to him for 2 hours. His feet hurt as bad, he couldn't walk, and he just pain. And he said, we think that's what it is. But he went up there and he got hurt so bad that he flew him on a plane. Mm-hmm. As he got on the plane and went. Mm-hmm. It was an emergency and they just put him on a swinging apparatus when they got in there, just take him right in. Mm-hmm. And they told him that if he didn't quit smoking, that he would have to have his legs taken off.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't no ifs about it. And they showed him the research on it, that it happened amongst these New York Jews, you know, who smoked so much, is where they first found it. And he takes about an ounce of whiskey twice a day. He has to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And has been ever since. And he's getting along fine. But he's tried to quit it several times, and every time while his feet, it's just a tight circulation, you know. Mm-hmm. And they just can't circulate.
Well, I cut down. I'm going to keep cutting down. This is my after dinner cigar.
Yeah.
That and I'll smoke about 2 pipes a day now.
Well, what happened to him was after he went to Muskogee, they told him where